This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
I have the pleasure of being joined this afternoon by Dr. Harvey Feinberg, president of the Institute of Medicine and former provost and dean of the Harvard School of Public Health. Dr. Feinberg joined us today at CSIS to discuss the non-communicable disease transformation underway in low- and middle-income countries and the implications for the United States. Dr. Feinberg, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be with you.
Many people consider non-communicable diseases, particularly heart disease and cancer, as diseases of the rich. What do we know about the burden of non-communicable diseases in low- and middle-income countries?
First, it is true that these diseases, like heart disease and cancer, are problems in wealthier countries, dominating problems in countries like the U.S. or Western Europe. At the same time, what most of us do not appreciate is that these non-communicable diseases are also very severe problems in poorer countries. The countries that suffer from infections also suffer even more from chronic diseases like heart disease and cancer.
And most of the United States development assistance for health, as you know, goes to the main infectious disease killers, primarily HIV, tuberculosis, and malaria. So many people have questions about whether we have the space to take on non-communicable diseases or even if it makes sense for us to try and tackle this new disease burden or the disease burden that's suddenly coming to our attention. How can the U.S. use its special assets to help address this coming epidemic?
One of the great advantages of investing in defeating the non-communicable diseases is that the same time that we make progress in the poorer countries, we can also discover ways to make progress in our own country. And it works actually in both directions. What we learn in the U.S. helps those poorer countries often because they need to know what to do and how to treat people with these diseases, and mainly how to prevent the diseases. The reason it's sensible for us in the U.S. to make these investments is because it's actually in our own self-interest. It's not just a matter of humanitarian relief. It's a matter of what I like to think of as enlightened self-interest. We're doing the right thing to help countries that need our help, but we are also helping ourselves at the same time. The U.S. does have some very special assets for defeating the non-communicable diseases that are valuable everywhere in the world. We have an incredible research establishment that can conduct research on these diseases. And by the way, a lot of that research in the private and the public sectors can be conducted more inexpensively and with equal value in countries in the world that are outside the United States. We'll learn a lot from that research and gain the benefit of it. We also have technologies to share, and we have technologies to learn from. We can gain from more economical, more efficient approaches that are taken in some countries and adapt those to our own circumstances. We can export the products that we develop to deal with those diseases and have those used in the developing countries. So we have a two-way advantage. We learn from others and we help others at the same time. It's a smart investment for the U.S. to deal with the non-communicable diseases everywhere in the world.
Many of our audience members today ask questions about the upcoming UN high-level meeting on NCDs. We're about 6 months away from the summit. It takes place in September. How do we measure success coming out of the summit? What are the essential ingredients going in, and what kind of outcomes would you like to see?
I think it's a very important step for the UN to be holding this summit on non-communicable diseases in September. One of the most important assets will be bringing together not just ministers of health, but ministers of finance and political leadership from around the world, who will be able to mobilize the whole array of resources that will be needed to deal with these diseases. It's not just health resources. It has to do with how we educate children and our population. It has to do with how we build our cities. It's how we establish our working conditions on the job. It's so many things that can contribute to preventing and reducing the burden of these chronic diseases like heart disease and cancer. I'd like to see, first, the UN summit elevate the visibility of these problems in the world to demonstrate the commonality of the human condition when it comes to these chronic diseases, that we're all in it at the same time. I'd like to see the UN summit result in a greater intensity of commitment to work on these problems as a global community, to embark on research in different countries in a concerted way, to devise new strategies for prevention and intervention, to adopt policies that will reduce the burden of disease at home as well as abroad. And finally, if out of the summit there are new ways of bringing together the private sector, the non-government organizations, as well as governments, in effective, concerted attention to these disease problems, then we'll have advantages across the whole spectrum of development and economic progress in the world. So it's a great opportunity for the world to come together, to recognize these problems, and to think through and adopt new strategies to reduce the burden of disease.
Interested listeners can view Dr. Feinberg's full presentation, Nascent Epidemic, What We Know About Global Noncommunicable Disease, at www.smartglobalhealth.org. Thank you.
My pleasure.